Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. Oregon pioneer Orville Dodge compiled the first history of the Oregon South Coast in 1898. Titled The Pioneer History of Coos and Curry Counties, its 468 pages open with a florid description of what an imagined first immigrant found upon arrival at the extreme Pacific border of a great land. He found the blue waters of a magnificent ocean rolling its mighty billows against a golden shore, backed by lofty mountains that sent rushing down their sides in canyons beautiful rivers that formed valleys of untold grandeur and fertility. Forests of mammoth timber covered the hilltops and mountainsides, and along the valleys the evergreen, myrtle, and stately maple grew so densely that their thrifty boughs interlocked and formed shady dells that scarcely ever admitted the brilliant rays of the sun, and twilight always reigned. Other flowery images included timber hinged by heavy moss, valleys alive with deer, elk, bear, panther, wildcat, California lions and lynx, and some wolves and coyotes. Air darkened with ducks and geese, and every bay, lake, pond, slough, and river alive with the feathered flocks. Dodge's extravagant language set the standard for coastal developers of the future. Today's episode of As It was written by Kernan Turner and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.